100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon with the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day until the day I die.com. The weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. And this week, the topic or topics, it's a pick two. Major, koala, bleak, pool, USB socket, and gadget. And we got some stories in. And, five, six, a few. It's not like the days when there were like 10 or 20 or a billion. I mean, it's easier for me to do. Just less drags and drops. Copy pastes. I don't know. What do y'all think? Maybe go out there and invite some people in, marketing and that kind of stuff. Nah, that takes effort. Let's listen to the stories and appreciate the people that took the time. And if it's taking you a little extra time, and you're sitting out there thinking, oh, I could do that. Okay, prove it. Send it on in, I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post.
Good morning, this is Richard. And for the pick two story, I have selected gadget and USB socket. They kind of go together, don't they? This one's called Ultimate Stress Bringer. Every gadget has one. A USB socket. One of the biggest lies in technology. You know what that U stands for? Universal. And that's the one thing it isn't. Universal. One size fits all. Interchangeable. Any time, any place, anywhere, anyhow. Only not one of those definitions is true for USB. Three different USB leads for my phone, tablet, and camera. All different sizes and shapes. On my PC, one socket I can use to charge, and one I can't. And considering there's only two ways to plug it in, how come it always takes me at least three attempts? There you go. Rant over. Until next time. And until next time, goodbye.
Hi there, I'm Ed Zitko. You can find all my 100 word stories and all my podcast episodes for 100 words in 100 seconds at EdwardianTimes.net. My contribution this week is called Operation Koala. Here's the mission. Lily Titanium in position will notify Poppy Copper, who caused a severe disruption in the security system for 6 minutes. On go, Lily will enter the office. This, once in the laptop's USB socket, will nearly instantaneously transmit all server data here to the office, said Charlie Bravo. Considering the time you need to leave, you'll need to avoid trouble. Famous last words, thought Copper. Major trouble always found Lily. Poppy, titanium, said Bravo. I don't have to tell you how crucial this is. Get in, get out. Check, the agents answered together, and they were off.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge, number 845, maybe, with the pick two prompt. Anyway, Ed, I tried to send in a story and I tried to contact you through your website as you describe in your instructions, and apparently you didn't get my story or my message. So if you could contact me at norvillejoe@gmail.com, then I'd be happy to see how I can get my story to you. And Tom, we're still looking for you. Anyway, here's my story. Bilbert leaned back to avoid Sabrina's puckering lips. Okay, we're making contact. Your apparel, what's it? Should be inhibited. The school bell rang. Sabrina scowled and let him go. Bilbert headed toward the building. "Wait," Sabrina said. "I have something for you."
"Now what?" Bilbert grumbled.
"Don't be rude." Sabrina took a small gadget from her pocket. It looked like a tiny koala bear. She squeezed it, opening its arms, and clipped it onto Bilbert's shirt. Bilbert scoffed.
"Right. People make fun of me as it is."
"I had a vision that someone is looking for you. This should make you invisible."
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
The koala is a silly bear, and yet he thinks he's cool. He's useless playing poker, slot machines, and pool. He may be cute and cuddly, adorable, but please remember as you hold him close, that fur is full of fleas. His diet may be vegan, but this guy's hard to please. The only leaves he cares about come from eucalyptus trees. His claws are sharp, his breath is foul. He keeps antisocial hours. And if he takes you on a date, he'll never buy you flowers. But it's not all bleak for the furry dude. He tastes great, barbecued.
Hello everyone, Lazy here, and this is my story for this week. My computer isn't working properly. The USB socket is all messed up, and there's a koala wallpaper that is driving me crazy. I need this fixed ASAP. That's what I'm paying you guys for. Certainly. What's your address? I'll send assistance over immediately. Assistance? I can't answer the door. I'm in the pool. The doctor told me to meditate for half an hour in the pool every day. Perhaps after the meditation? No, I have a major function later on. Tomorrow? After tomorrow? Any day in the future? Are you being snarky with me, young man? The future is bleak. And this is my story for this week. Drop on my blog at lizzykutkoff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Vimpner called himself inventor, but the truth is, he never invented anything new. By the time he created something, another person had already announced it and patented it. Vimpner's friends accused him of copying the other person's idea, but he invited them to his lab to watch him craft a new bottle opener. Then came news that someone had just patented the same thing. His friend suggested he work up an unlimited power supply or a cure for cancer, but he didn't have those miracle skis. This shrugged, got some wine, and threw a party with his bottle opener.
And there you have it. Some stories, 100 words long, on the pick two topics. I'm not going to read them again. They're up there on the site at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. where you can see the text of people's stories, links to more stuff that they've done, and so on. Archives of 17 years of stories. That's a few, I've heard. Anyway, the next topic is robot, so get cracking. And don't forget about 100 words in 100 seconds over there at Edwardian Times. Go to the website for more information on that. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.